like to be next. Nothing heard, so let's get started. Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John Kilo 8, Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. Priority traffic. We will now take check-ins for the CB's net. Are there any check-ins? Good evening, gentlemen. This is KABAT. Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. I'll tell you who I have so far. I think there's one in there out there somewhere that I missed. I have, Jeff, K8JMP, Jeff is in there. And then we have N8TFC Terry, KC8YPD Joe. I think that's AB8 Mike Whiskey Mike. N8YMTJ, we have KD8NKY Randy, we have KE8FGP, but I didn't get your name, so please come back with that. And then we have KD8WQU Paul.
James, thank you. Got it that time.
Thank you, gentlemen. Let's get this show on the road. Welcome again to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Tonight, we're going to have a chat night, so we can discuss anything you wish. So let's start with the top of the list, which is Mr. Jeff, K8JMP. Good evening, Jeff. Good to hear you in there.
That's nice to be in net. Wouldn't expect an open S. Hope for one of your good topics like you usually have. As far as open discussion, enjoying the weather, good answer to some beautiful weather we've had. Hadn't been too high, hadn't been too cold. Which worked a little quicker, but yeah, that's basically it. Back to net control.
Jeff, well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and it's great to hear you in there. I haven't heard you in a little while, so it's a pleasure to have you in this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, next on the list is Terry, NATFC. Good evening, Terry.
KBAT, NATFC. Thanks for picking me up, John. Also, thanks for doing the net. Man, you always do good things. For open net, I can find out what everybody thought about Field Day. I had a great time. Enjoyed putting the antennas up, hooking up the rigs. Enjoyed the great food that Dave cooked for us. And enjoyed the camaraderie, man. We've got a great group of guys in our club, that's for sure. I think we ended up with like 15 or 16 people out at Field Day. So a great time, and I really enjoyed that. Also, I wanted to let you know, John, I really enjoyed your last week with the QST articles. And found that very interesting. I think everyone found that interesting. But other than that, I haven't done too much this week. Did get the log cut today, finally. It was almost as big as a Porsche, but not quite. But anyway, with that, I will turn it back to net control. KBAT, NATFC.
Terry, well, thank you very much for that. Yes, I did enjoy Field Day extremely much. I've been to every one for the last 5 years, I think, and this one, I think, was probably as good as any we've had. You're right, I counted, at the maximum, I counted, I think, 16 heads at the high point. That was really a great turnout, and I enjoyed everything. The food was wonderful. I enjoyed the camaraderie. I enjoyed being able to play Morse code on the radio for a change, and it was also great to just listen to other people talk on the radios as well. So it was a great time. I loved it very much. It was really thrilling. Okay, next up on the list, someone who was there for the first time that I can remember in a while, Joe, KC8YPD. Good evening, Joe.
KC8YPD. Yes, I'm the field meet there was good. I liked it. I got to enjoy everybody there. I didn't do too much. I helped Doug a little bit, but other than that, I did a lot of setting, and I got forced into making a contact there. I was sitting on the bench, and the radio in back of me there, and this woman just kept a hollering and hollering and hollering. Nobody would answer, so I said, okay, I'll pick up a mic and give you a break. That's how I made me contact her, guy. She wouldn't shut up, so I had to pick her up. So anyway, yeah, I won't be at breakfast. I wish I could there, but we got to go to Kentucky. It's our, celebrate our 65th wedding anniversary, and my wife's birthday is on the 5th of July. And by golly, we're going to enjoy that trip, too. So, other than that, gee, I haven't got too much to say. Other than the net, John, appreciate you picking up the net there, guy. I know you're pretty tired sometime of it, but by golly, maybe one day we'll get somebody else, you know, that will really want to get in there and do it for you. So, we'll back out here and turn her back to net, K8BAT, KC8YBD.
Joe, thank you very much for that. Well, I do enjoy it, though once in a while I do appreciate a break, I admit. But I do enjoy the nets very much, and it's just one thing I can do. Everybody does their bit about this. One thing about this group is everybody is willing to jump in and do something, and so that's this is my little bit, is running the nets. And but we have other people who have do a lot of things for our club, and I'm so grateful for every one of them, from the repeaters to doing all some of the paperwork to the finances to a whole lot of different things. So we have a great group of guys. I really believe that. Okay, next up is Mike, AB8MW, I believe it is. Good evening, Mike. Come on in. Can you hear us? move on by and pick him up next time. How about Jay, N-8-Y-M-T? Good evening, Jay.
Good evening. I was aiming to make field day. Actually, I was aiming to make three different stops at field days because I got invited to three different ones, and you didn't get a chance to make it to any of them. A couple personal things come up, and schedule just didn't work out, so it just didn't happen this year, so hopefully next year. But back to you, N-8-Y-M-T.
Alright, Jay, well, sorry we missed you, but we're looking forward to having you maybe next year for sure. Yeah, it was a great time. I love the camaraderie. The food is really good. Dave does a wonderful job with the food, so we have plenty of good food and, of course, great camaraderie. It's fun to play the radios or just sit back and enjoy the weather. It's a great time had by all. Okay, next up on the list I show is Randy, KD8NKY. Good evening, Randy.
Hey, good evening, John, KBAT and the group. Thanks, John, for all that you do running the nets like you do. Your fantastic net control. And I heard so many good points about field day that I have to reiterate that I had a great time this year. And agree that we have a lot of diversity. We have different, you know, so many different really good people, really good operators that are good at different things, and it's starting to really come together as a good group. So I'm very pleased, and I know I have a great time, and I hope everybody else does too. So thank you, John, and I'll get back to you, sir. KBAT, KD8NKY, back to net.
All right, Randy, well, thank you very much for that. Yeah, it was a great time had by all of us. I really enjoyed it so very much. And, of course, thank you so much for picking me up. It'd be a long walk for me up to Worthington, so thank you so much for that. Okay, next up, Tom, K-8-FGP, I think it is. Good evening, Tom. Come on in.
Good evening, gentlemen. I had a great time at Field Day. That was my first one. That was my first time listening on Randy's 40 meter, and I really enjoyed you doing the Morse code. That's the first time I've ever actually seen that done in person instead of faked on a movie. The food was great, really enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next one already. And I guess that's about it, so back to you, John.
Tom, well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and thank you so much for joining us on Field Day. I hope you certainly will come back next year. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy the Morse code part. I enjoy it specifically because there's some people who haven't actually seen it in action or seen it live. You know, they maybe see it on a movie, but they, you know, it's one of the oldest way of communications we've had in this country. You know, back in the Wild West days, that was one of the ways the telegraph office was one of the main lines of communication back in the day, so it has a great history in our country, that's for sure.
Right, and next up on the list, who knows a little something about watching Morse code, would be Paul, KD8WQU. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, K8BAT in the group, KD8WQU on the west side of Columbus. Definitely enjoying a nice summer evening. Field day was a really good time. Watching you work the CW on that band was a lot of fun. Very, very intriguing. That's a life skill for sure. I'll stick with phone for a while. I'll learn it. But I definitely admire your skill. A very, very, very good thing to learn. So yeah, nice summer evening on the west side. Not much going on. Company coming this weekend. Family's coming in from Harrisburg, and just living the dream. Living the dream. Thanks for picking me up, John. K8BAT, KD8WQU, back to net control.
Hi, Paul. Thank you very much, and it was a thrill to have you there on Field Day this year again, and always great to have you in here on the nets as well. So hope you have a great weekend, and hope you enjoy your company, and hope you enjoy the quiet evening out there. next up I said was Fred. I think it's KEDA8FTY, I believe. I think hopefully I copied it right. Come on in, Fred.
Roger that, KEDA8FTY. Excuse me. Everybody said to check in, so I did. I didn't know you were having a conference, but sitting over here on the west side with a handheld, just listening. So that's about it. I know some of the guys in your club from when they first got their licenses. So that's about it. It's nice weather, sitting out in the front porch watching the show at KD8FCY.
All right, Fred. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're here every Thursday night around 8:30, right on this repeater. So you're welcome to come and join us any time. We have a really great group of guys, as you know. So it's great to have you in there. Okay, next up, least but not last. Well, we still got one more, actually. A couple more. Next up is Doug, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug.
Terrible. It needs to be programmed. Most of the stuff now, it won't program it. In fact, the first time I went over, I wasn't going to buy it.
Okay, John, KBAT in the group. Good evening. A lot of comments on field day. I'm going to have to concur with the majority. Well, with all of them, actually. And little announcement, I guess. First official meeting since we've become a group rather than a private repeater. Darlene Kynes is the treasurer. Dave Tipple is the president. And that's KD8OCT. And Jeff Powers, K8JMP, is the vice president. And then the secretary, KD8OT, Doug, myself, are the four officers. And then Greg Boyd, W8NGA, is the trustee. So we've got all that official business taken care of at the first official meeting at Field Day. Bye, Nickel. So everything's good in the world of WB8MMR. Happy to see everybody out there. I'm working this weekend, so unfortunately I won't be at the breakfast. But had a good time, and I enjoy the mechanics of it more than the contesting of it. Would like to get all the equipment running and going, and sit back and enjoy the good food and watch the operators. So back to you, John, KBAT, KD8OOT.
Dick, thank you very much for that, and thank you for running the our first official business meeting. That was really wonderful. It's great to have new officers in our club, and thank you for accepting one of those positions. I think we've grown a lot over the last couple of years, and I think we got no place to go but up, so I'm really thrilled with that. Okay, next up on the list is James, W8NCR. Good evening, James. Come on in.
Hey, everyone. W8NCR. Like I say, I had a good time at Field Day. Got to meet some really good people and hang out with everybody else. That was real fun. And you couldn't ask for a nicer day, I guess. I mean, the weather was just perfect. No rain, not a lot of wind, and it wasn't real hot. That was real nice. And made one contact with somebody down in North Carolina, but that was about it. A whole lot of pileups, and it's hard to get in sometimes. But other than that, it was fun, food was great, and I will take it back to net control, WNCR.
Thank you very much, and welcome, and again, and glad to, it was great that you were able to join us on Field Day, and we actually have no contact. The one thing I hope we'll be able to do in future years is I'm hoping we can get more people there, and especially the technicians, and get them actually on the radio and make their first HF contact. I'd like to see more radios running. That's what I'd like to see, more actual contacts. Still want to have the fun, eat the food. I'd like to see more people making more contacts, so that'd be really wonderful if we could do that. Okay, this is the list as I've had it the first run through. If I miss somebody, better check right now and look for any late check-ins or ones that I possibly missed. Please call now. to the top of the list, and this is the 73 round. And the top of the list would go Jeff W8JMP and KAJMP. And Jeff, congratulations on accepting one of the positions. We appreciate that very much. Come on in.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody voting for me. First time I've really been something in a group. Just due to me, hope to really help out with everything. And I'm very thankful, like I said, for everybody voting me in on that. Hopefully, we can make everything, like I said, grow bigger and bigger. Sunny drinks to you, and back to you, Jeff. KGMP, and I'll be clear.
Some of your work with the antennas and stuff, and you've done a lot of stuff for the club, and we're grateful that you've accepted one of the positions, and we know that you'll do a great job, and our group can do nothing but get bigger. I'm certain of that, so we're thrilled to have you in there, that's for sure. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Okay, next up on the list on the 73 round, Terry, NATFC. One more time, Terry.
Thanks, John. KBAT, NATFC. Yeah, I would like to thank everyone that holds one of the officer positions there. It requires work and a dedication there. And I agree with everyone. That is one thing about our group. We don't have a lot of slackers. Everyone seems to have something that they do to increase the club, and that's a great thing there. I know Doug keeps track of all the paperwork there, keeps track of all the club members and stuff, and has been doing that for quite some time, and does a great job at it. So a big thank you to Doug there, and of course Greg as trustee, he keeps everything running, and that is a continuous job, so definitely appreciate that. And Jeff, I think you'll make a great vice president. So glad you have that. And everybody that that does so much for the club, appreciate all that. And with that, I will say, hey, it was great hearing you in there, Fred. Hope you'll join our nets every week. We enjoy having you in there. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control, KBAT, NATFC. Thanks for going to that, John.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's my pleasure to be able to do the net. I enjoyed running the nets, and just want to, you know, I'm just, all of us have a little thing we do, and this is my little part, and I'm more than happy to do it. And so thanks again for joining us, and it was great to see you in Field Day as well. Okay, well, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8, Bravo, Alpha, Tango. We're here every Thursday evening at 8:30 on this repeater. Love to have you with us. You don't have to be a member to join in. Okay, I think next up on our list, we're in the 73 round, and next up is Joe, KC8, YPD.
KC8, YPD. Well, I'm glad to hear Fred in there. He's a good friend of mine and Randy's and Doug. So, and we've known him for a while. Very good old guy there. Old guy. I heard him say old, but I don't think he's really that old. You have to get my age to be old. So anyway, good. Thanks for coming up, guy. Okay, we'll turn it back to Matt there. I don't have too much more to say. KC8YPD, back to Matt.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Well, I think we're all right behind you. I think I'm chasing you pretty good. So so we have a few guys, a few seniors here in the club, and some not so old, so we got a good mix. Okay, I don't know, we missed Mike last time. Hopefully he's still in there. Mike, are you in there? AB8, Mike Whiskey, I think it was. I copied. I'm pretty sure I copied Mike Whiskey. Mike, are you still in there? Come on in. Lost Mike. Okay, one more time for Jay. November 8, Yankee, Mike Tango. One more time, Jay.
There, Mr.
is assigned or is busy driving or something right now. So on down the list we go to Randy, KD8NKY. One more time, Randy.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Man, great, Nat. What a good time. And, man, I agree with everybody. We had such a good field day. And, Fred, yeah, you actually did manage to teach me a few things over a lot of years, you know, on radio. So nice to hear you. Please check in with us more often. So with that, John, I'll get back to you. K-A-B-A-T, KD-N-Q-Y.
All right, Randy, thanks again for all you do, too. And, it was really a great net and also a great field day. And I'm looking forward to ones in the future for sure. Okay, next up, Tom, KEAFGP. One more time, Tom, come on in.
All right, about all I have to say at this point is looking forward to Saturday, hankering for Barnyard Buster and some coffee, so hopefully I'll see most of you Saturday.
Tom, thank you very much, and good luck on the Saturday, and hope to hear you see you there. Okay, next up is Paul, KD8WQU. Come on in, Paul.
KD8WQU here. That's right, Saturday is the 1st. That sounds good. It just occurred to me, I am having company over the weekend. Not very high likelihood I'll make it to breakfast. I might. I have to see how it goes. I look forward to it, but if I don't make it, I'll see you next trip. KD8WQU on the west side of Columbus, 7-3, gentlemen. Back to net control.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Yeah, this Saturday, I guess. Saturday the 1st, I guess it is. So, the Beacon Fest over at TJ's on West Broad Street, 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay, next up on the list, Fred, KD8FTY. One more time, Fred.
Hey, yeah, roger that. Well, all I can say is it was great to get in that and listen and hear all the people. It was great. I don't play 2 meters too much, but hey, I got this handheld. So I use that. I mean, I got a 2 meter rig, but I don't use it much. In fact, I had trouble using it the last time, whatever I was trying to do. But anyways, I had a great time. Enjoyed listening to everybody. And thank you for inviting me in. KD8FTY listening.
All right, Fred. Well, thanks again. It's great to have you in there for sure. And of course, if you'd like something other than 2 meters, we also have a 10-meter net at 8 o'clock on Thursday night at 28.405. 28.405, 10 meters. You want to join us on there, you're certainly welcome for sure. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus Hen Radio Club information net. My name is John, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango. We're running down to 73 round. And next up happens to be Doug, KD8OOG.
Well, thank you, John. And a couple other items here. On the website, swchrc.org/links/download SWCHRC application in parentheses PDF. It's a PDF file. Been some comments where people have tried to fill in their information. That is just a printable PDF. It is not a fill-in form. That is, you need to print the application, fill it in, either bring it to breakfast or send it to, and on the application it has Darlene Kynes, the treasurer, with her address, and send the application to her. I did get an application filled out at Field Day. Dave Matthews, W8DKM. He's a new member as of Field Day. So, 73 to all. Have a good week. I see some lightning bolts on the weather forecast. Four of them between now and the next net. So, take appropriate actions on that. And again, I'm working, so I won't be at breakfast. So 73KD80OT, back to Nest.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you for all you do, and congratulations on your new position, that's for sure. Okay, and then finally we have Mr. James, W8NCR. One more time, James.
NCR, don't really have any more to add, so with that I will say 73, and I should be able to go to breakfast on Saturday, so have a good night, everyone, and I will talk to you all later. This is WNCR.
James, thank you very much for joining us, and hope you have a good time at Saturday with breakfast.
Okay, that's it for tonight, gentlemen. Before we go, any last comments or any last late check-ins, now's the time to call. Hey, well, that's it for tonight, gentlemen. I would like to thank all of you, anyone who joined this evening's net. I'd like to thank Jeff and Terry, Joe, Mike, Jay. Then I would like to thank Randy, Tom, Paul, Fred, Doug, and James. Thank you all, gentlemen, for joining us this evening. It was great to have you in there.
Also would like to thank KC8EVR Lester, KAJMB Jeff, KD8MCS Roger, and W8NGA Greg for the use of the 145.23 repeater. Our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. If there are no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 9.02 p.m. Eastern Time and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8, Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 9.02 p.m. 73s. Have a great weekend, and have a great 4th of July.